Next week, 20-year-old singer and pianist Peter Cincotti releases his first CD. It's the latest development in a remarkable story. Last year, Mr. Cincotti became the youngest person to ever play the famed Oak Room of New York City's Algonquin Hotel. He's there again through tonight. That is, if you can beat the theater patrons, he'll have nowhere else to go. Critics just can't seem to say enough good things about him. Independent producer Karen Michelle prepared this profile.
As far back as I can remember, there was no question about what I wanted to do, ever.
Peter Cincotti doesn't have all that far back to remember.
I turned 20 in July, yeah.
Nevertheless, he's been playing piano for 16 years, beginning with the toy piano his grandmother gave him for a birthday present. He played it so much that by the time he was 4, he started full-size piano lessons. Even then, for the time, the late 1980s, his taste in music was decidedly retro. He liked Jerry Lee Lewis, and by the age of 6 was listening to jazz pianists and vocalists. Older ones, not the young guys like Harry Connick Jr.
When I was 7, my cousin Vicky told me that there's this young guy, he's playing piano, and he sings, and you should really check him out. So I wanted to go see him performing at the Village Vanguard, and I got sick at the last minute.
As Cincotti tells it, his sister went backstage, told Connick about her younger brother, and left him a tape. Connick doesn't remember getting the tape, but he does remember meeting Peter Cincotti before a performance in Atlantic City.
When he was about 7 years old, his mom and dad brought him backstage and introduced me to him, and I had a piano in the dressing room, and they said, we'd love for you to hear him play, you know. And I said, sure, let's get it on. So he played, and I thought he was phenomenally talented. And I asked him if he wanted to come out on the stage and play, and he did. And that was kind of how we first got together.
Cincotti performed 3 numbers, Rock Around the Clock, The Lady is a Tramp, and Great Balls of Fire. He studied Boogie Woogie intently.
I'd work on that for like a week, just trying to keep that steady. And then I'd go, you know, like that. That kind of stuff.
The work paid off. Connick invited the youngster to travel with him on his bus, to taste life on the road. Cincotti got hooked. Until then, the New York native had only played school recitals.
I've kind of discovered at that age that there's nothing greater in the world to be able to express yourself, and people, you know, pay money to come and see you. I mean, that's just the idea of that kind of hit me at an early age, and it was very surreal in a lot of ways.
So is his choice of material. After hearing an Ella Fitzgerald record, Cincotti was convinced that his future lay in the Great American Songbook, in Kern, Berlin, Rodgers and Hart, in stories of men and women who got away, of broken hearts and dreams, long nights in smoky barrooms, and struggles with fidelity. Songs that reflect just a bit more experience than he's had.
No one to talk with, all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you.
When Peter Cincotti sings Ain't Misbehaving, it's without irony.
I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's you that I'm dreaming of. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you.
I try and stay away from songs that are well beyond my years, that I won't even touch for a number of years, you know. So, because I can't inhabit them like I would be maybe in 10 years when I have my heart broken 10 times, you know. Then I can inhabit them, so I'll save them for then, you know.
Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Believe me.
There are a number of songs I think it is perfectly fine for someone my age to sing. Like the one I did last year was If I Had You. You know? That's not talking about lost love. That's not talking about, you know, when the world was young. It's not saying the second time around. That's saying If I Had You. And someone my age feels that way, or can feel that way.
Harry Connick Jr. doesn't see a problem.
An 80-year-old man can lend his interpretation to a song, and so can a 20-year-old man. It's just, there'll be different interpretations, but no, I don't think he's too young.
Marion McPartland, grand dame of the jazz piano, concurs. so much so that she invited Cincotti to tape one of her upcoming radio programs.
How did you come by this tune just in time?
Well, it's just one of the stanzas that was always played in the house.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, my parents always played singers like Ella Fitzgerald and that. And through that, I learned a lot of the standards, one of which was this. I'll start, I guess, and then I'll set a tempo and then...
Okay, perfect.
And then, okay.
Speaking from her home in Long Island, McPartland says when she met Cincotti a year or so ago, she found him adult.
He just seemed like such a fine young man and totally grown up, good-looking, wonderful entertainer. I mean, he can't miss. He's got everything.
Comes a rainstorm, put your rubbers on your feet. Comes a snowstorm, you can get a little heat. Comes love, nothing can be done. Comes a fire, then you know just what to do. Blow a tire, you can buy another shoe. Comes love, nothing can be done.
As far as Marion McPartland is concerned, Cincotti may well have more going for him than that other early starter, Harry Connick Jr.
I think he's more, I don't know how to put this, Harry would get mad at me. He's just more polished, and Harry is more sort of, I don't know how to say that, but a very polished performer, a very, very hip-sounding, got a wonderful personality, a wonderful smile. I mean, he sounds good and he looks good.
Cincotti has lank brown hair that falls into his eyes, and a lanky frame he dresses in suits and pressed shirts. It's a look of the past that matches the music he performs and composes.
Don't keep on asking where I've been. I'm not some guy you discipline. Stop that crying, no use justifying. Baby, I changed the rules.
Until recently, he's been writing the music, and his mother's been writing lyrics. There are three of their collaborations on the upcoming CD, but now he's going out on his own.
This is the first, one of the first songs that I wrote lyrics to and music, so this is called The Girl I Knew. It's not based on a true story, some may wonder. And then it's funny because we were just talking about songs which are beyond my years, and a lot of people say, well, this may be beyond your ears, but you know what? I wrote it, so I guess I could get away with it, you know?
I'm lonely and I'm lazy and I think I'm going crazy. It's a helpless situation, so let's make conversation. I'll tell you a story about a girl I knew.
The Oak Room at the Algonquin seats 150, max. While he enjoys the intimacy of the room, Cincotti has bigger plans.
My big goal, or a dream come true, would be as if I ever perform Radio City. Now, would I say that I want to do that right now? No. You know, I want to wait until I can do that. There's like a classic old New York elegance about that place. Carnegie Hall's another place I'd love to play, but there's something about Radio City that I just, you know, gets me really excited.
Peter Cincotti is now a college sophomore at Columbia University. It'll be more than a year before he's even old enough to drink in his home state. But that won't stop him from singing tunes that have comforted many a gin-soaked heart. For NPR News, I'm Karen Michelle in New York.